to Blink at 182 on the Rock of Boston. It's 104.1 WBCN. Neanderthal, formerly of the other place, still getting used to hearing WBCN in his headphones.
It's tough, man. It's not tough. It sounds great.
Oh, there
it
you
sounds
go.
A crystal clear. Sounds awesome. I'm happy.
And sounds like a paycheck.
There you go. There's another guy to welcome you to the Rock of Boston, Mark Hamilton.
Mark, I'm not here to take your job.
That's good.
But I am here to take your rectal temperature.
Okay, I'm whatever, man. As long as I keep getting a paycheck.
He said the same thing to Andy Hicks on the phone, and you could hear the tires squealing as Andy Hicks turned his
turned
car
around
and started driving to the radio station. As Andy is just kidding.
The clenching sound you hear.
Andy thought he was going to be the coin-operated boy.
I am. I'm still a little weird about the entire thing, but you guys have been really cool about making me feel welcome here, so... it's good to be home.
Well, I know that it's been, I've run into you at a bunch of shows, you know,
yeah.
When we all converge backstage in the bowels of some arena.
And fight.
Yeah, that's what they like to think, anyway. Yeah. And we stand around and wait and wait and wait for our 5 minutes to interview the band.
Yeah.
And wait some more.
Wait some more.
And wait some more. And then Hardy's shift will end when I'm supposed to get the interview on for his show, and it's like, wait and wait and wait some more.
Yeah, and that's I'm standing here waiting for Hamilton to get here, yeah.
So. Yeah, but you've always been a good hang, and good to you, man.
I'm glad to see you here. I'm glad to be here. Again, I've said it before. I don't want to be anywhere where I'm not wanted. And you guys said you want me to come over and play. So I'm here to play.
Right. Okay, I even brought a ball.
Yes,
oh,
you
sweet.
Did. You guys bounced that ball. Hold on. There's a guy on the phone who wants to give a shout out. What's up?
I'm a veteran. I've returned from Iraq, combat veteran.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering if you can give a shout out to the 211th MP Battalion out of Lexington.
Done.
All right, rock on.
Rock on to you, and you said it, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for what you do on Veterans Day. It's important to do that, which reminds me that coming up in the next hour, we'll have our grand prize winner from Cardi's Furniture. They're giving away a family room set to somebody who's got a relative or a spouse or somebody who's overseas in the military. So we've got that person, and we'll announce that next hour.
Good idea to take a good look around you and appreciate the fact that you have a great commute home tonight thanks to the sacrifices of people that have served in our country.
Yes, and also a good idea to look around and appreciate the fact that you have a job.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. God bless America.
The hell, while you're at it, use your turn signals.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And hang up and drive.
Pretend you're not in Boston.
Hang up and drive would be a nice idea, too.
Yeah, no kidding. That's, what, one of the grand prizes we have for next hour? What else? Oh, yes, we have the diamond earrings, courtesy of Everybody Loves Chris, and our Aerosmith grand prize, an autographed Brad Whitford guitar. All of that I have to give away next hour.
Who is this Chris we're loving?
That would be Chris Rock.
Oh,
the new show on UPN 38, Everybody Hates Chris.
That's TV, right?
Yes, you don't watch it because you don't have... Are you going to get cable in your new place, Hamilton?
No way.
Well, you know what? What are you guys doing?
What?
Seriously.
What?
What the hell are you talking about television for?
Because they gave us a bunch of iPod shuffles to give away and some diamond earrings.
He gives me crap because I don't watch it.
This, well, yeah, gee, I wonder why. You're not one of those guys, are you?
I think I like him even more now.
Yes, all I do is listen to the radio. I don't read newspapers. I don't watch television. I avoid all other forms of media. This coming from the guy, Neanderthal, who is on the computer. That's another form of media that takes your attention away from the radio. You've said it yourself. I've seen posts that you've written where you say, I'm on the computer all the time because I got nothing else to do. Why don't you sit and pay attention to the radio?
If I had a job, I would. But I don't, so I can't.
Wham!
Yeah, there you go.
No, the reason why I mention that is you're not one of those guys, and I don't believe anybody is one of those guys that tells you at 5 minutes of 7, you go, okay, well, coming up tonight, you got CSI Miami, you might as well just shut the radio off, because this is going to be a good one.
That's the worst.
Screw Mark Hamilton, it's all about me.
I do say that, but not in reference to television shows that you should be watching instead of listening to Mark.
What TV?
Wait a second, I want to go on one of my anti-technology rants.
I love technology. I'm all for it.
You start to sound like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
Can't believe it.
I love technology.
If I could interact with the TV the way I interact with the computer, I'm all for it.
I don't want to know how you interact with the computer. You're probably like Frawley. You're probably like Frawley, who uses his computer for porn. And I said, how do you really get the job done when you're using the computer
near BC,
for porn?
Remember? That's porn.
Well, you know, because I'm old school, man. It's like on leave my hands free, Frawley says, oh, no, man, I got my computer set up like Rick Allen's drum set. I got the mouse going with the left foot. I can keyboard with, you know, a twitch in my right cheek. So, yeah, I understand how the kids do it, but I don't go that way.
Doesn't say PlayStation on it. I don't know how to use it.
There you go.
That's
good for you,
keep my
Paul.
Life simple.
Nice. PlayStation 2? Tekken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tekken.
Dude, Madden.
We'll play.
It's all about the Madden.
That's fine. We can do a little bit of both.
Oh, you fighting games?
Tekken. Just Tekken. I only like Tekken.
Dude, you're gonna have to learn this phrase. I offer you out.
I'm watching you guys like a tennis match right now. I am lost. I'm like, you know, whatever.
We got business to take care of.
Big
we got
screen
giveaways.
TV, Monday Night Football, and psilocybin. I'm in the game. I'll get him.
We've got giveaways to take care of. And once again, welcome to Paul Marshall, Neanderthal, who's out of the other place, but here with us now on the Rock of Boston. Go ahead. Give us that professional W sound.
Oh, here we go. 104.1 WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
Notice he pronounces the W.
That we've been saying it all afternoon.
You guys have been clowning me for that. What is wrong
with
that?
No, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I say-